Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center, every Wednesday on Shine FM. And here she is. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Nice to check in with you once again here. And last week we kicked off the topic of restorative discipline, and you shared a great story. We're going to continue today, I guess, with punishment versus restorative practices.
That's right. So we are talking about the Tariq Kamasa Foundation, an incredible story of how a father chose to forgive the young man who killed his son. So we have in our society this tit for tat, an eye for an eye, just desserts, this notion of revenge and punishment pervades our movies, our books, and the languages that we use in our criminal justice system, workplace, schools, and even in our personal relationships. If you rob a store, you get thrown in prison. If you cheat on an exam, you get suspended. The practice is an expedient one, is what the Tariq Kamasa Foundation comments, but it is not necessarily a long-term solution. While making people pay, Mike, for their behavior might feel like, okay, justice has been served, but it doesn't actually create safer communities, nor does it strengthen the relationships of the people who live in them. And so rules and laws just keep getting broken again, and hurt and trauma and rage continue to develop. So by partnering with communities, the TKF Foundation tries to put an end to this assembly line mentality by learning to be empathic and mindful of others' feelings, by taking responsibility for transgressions and making amends for them, and by forgiving others and creating a path towards peace. Kids develop the tools they need to bring more joy into their life. So restorative practices don't mean you just get off scot-free, but instead it's emphasizing making amends, taking responsibility, and building skills. And what it reminds me of so much is the passage in Scripture where this whole eye for an eye is commented on by Jesus. And this is the Message translation. Here's another old saying that deserves a second look. Eye for an eye, tooth for tooth. Is that going to get us anywhere? Here's what I propose. Don't hit back at all. If someone strikes you, stand there and take it. Then further down it says, no more tit for tat stuff. Live generously. You're familiar with the old written law, love your friend, and its unwritten companion, hate your enemy. I'm challenging that. I'm telling you to love your enemies. Let them bring out the best in you, not the worst. That's so powerful to me, Mike. Mm-hmm. And that's what this story is about, is how do we bring the best out of kids? And how do we do that in our schools, in our communities, and in our families? And here at Eckert Center, we are here to help families do that. And we have fantastic family therapy and parenting practices that teach restorative justice. And Faye Gosno is our resident family therapist. And then Kimberly Calhoun, Michelle Kerslake, and myself are all trained in the Circle of Security Parenting Program. And I really encourage people, if you want to create an environment of taking responsibility but having mercy be in your homes, this is really worth looking into. Yeah.
Sounds like the only way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is really good. EckertCenter.com. You can find out more about them and the north and south locations. And of course, every week, Kimberly blessing somebody in our Shine family with a free consultation visit to call a number.
Let's go with caller number 4 today.
Caller 4 right now at 403-276-8888. Well, thank you, Kimberly. This is a great topic. I've actually even seen a little bit of this making its way into a few TV shows I've been watching over the last couple of months with the court system trying to have the plaintiff actually meet with the defendant and talk about how they feel and how they made them feel. And looks like it's really a great thing. So thanks for sharing that with our family here.
My pleasure.
Sounds good. We'll continue with Kimberly and the restorative discipline topic next Wednesday. Thanks, Kimberly.
Thanks, Mike.